It's time for My Morning Mixtape on 95BFM.
Indeed it is, and today our guest is Simon from Long Distance Runner, who also helps out on the Hard, Fast and Heavy show. That's on a Sunday night, right?
That's correct, 11 p.m.
Yeah, how are you doing today?
I'm good. I just had a little bit of caffeine, so I'm feeling...
Ready for these nice, heavy tracks.
Yeah, for my day ahead, and a little bit of sugar helps you out.
Always good. What's this first one that you're gonna share with us?
So the first song I'm going to play is by the Dead Kennedys. It's called Kill the Poor. Dead Kennedys, for me, was like that gateway band, you know?
One of those early artists that you got into?
Yeah, like, you know, you're a teenager, and you're like, you're a little angry guy, and you're like, oh, yeah, this works for me, and... Mm. I like the message as well. You know, like, well, it's kind of like super political and angry, and then just like cool guitars and everything.
Yeah, you know. It's quite a short one. You've got one short one that you're playing for us. Which one is that?
I'm not sure which one it is.
We'll get around to it.
We'll get to it. I do like a short song.
Yeah.
You know? I have a short attention span.
Yeah. Well, because
get to the point.
Your EP or your band's EP.
Yeah.
That has quite a few short songs on there.
It's all about short songs.
Yeah.
I was in a band once, and we spent, you know, a month writing a song that was, and like really like pouring ourselves into it, like really trying to make it work, and like,
was it still under 2 minutes?
I was like, I was writing all this page of lyrics, like had all these lyrics, it was like real dense and stuff, and then we timed it, and it was 37 seconds
long. Did you still do it though?
Of course.
Yeah.
It was a great song. It was a great song.
That's all good.
Yeah.
37 second song would be just fun.
Yeah, it's a really good way to like get yourself into music, is to play short songs, because like you can say what you exactly want to say and get out and do it. Like,
yeah. So what this Dead Kennedy song is, it's actually quite an older one, right?
Yeah, so it's from like 80s, like earlier. But it's just like, you know, it's all about like all those like Vietnam War references and Cambodian references, and so it's like talking about like, and like celebrity references are all from the 70s and stuff like that. But you know, it's, you know, there's still that like, you know, us versus them, you know, the rich versus the poor and all this kind of stuff.
Did you just stumble upon it out of nowhere, or was it someone recommended or something like that?
It was my friend. I was in high school, and I was going around my friend's house, and this guy Jesse, and he had like a Dead Kennedys kind of best of.
Oh yeah.
And I remember listening to that and being like, holy shit, this is great.
This is awesome.
Yeah. And then like, yeah, it was just like, that's how I discovered Dead Kennedys. And I was like, I've got to get this CD. Because at the time I was listening to like Pantera and Rage Against the Machine and all that kind of things.
Yeah.
And I was like, and Nirvana as well. But then I was like, actually, this band is really cool and they're doing something different. I like this guy's voice. The singer's called Jello Biafra. And I actually managed to see him live like a couple years ago. He played the Power Station with his new band, and they did like some Dead Kennedy songs.
Oh, awesome. But you were stoked with that.
I was like, oh yeah, this is it. You know, like,
you've been waiting for this.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this, yeah.
All right, well, we'll give it a listen.
Let's go.
This one is Kill the Poor by Dead Kennedys.
If efficiency and progress is ours once more, now that we have the new Toronto. You must be living right. Jane Fonda on the screen. again. A life so brief if you miss anyway. Didn't find out I'm missing today. Convince the liberals it's okay. So let's get this through and solidarize. Oh, I'll lay. Kill, 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 kill the poor. 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 Kill, 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 kill the poor.
So what were you telling me about just off air, yeah, before? What were you telling me about the lawsuit around Dead Kennedys?
So there's like a big lawsuit with the Dead Kennedys, and it was to do with like Chela Biafra, the singer, and the rest of the band. And I think what happened was like, because Chela Biafra had a record label called Alternative Tentacles, and basically like with a lot of punk labels, they just take the big band that actually makes money, and they use that band to put out everyone else's music. But then, like, in the 90s, I think there was, like, this big falling out, and they tried to sue him. They're trying to, like, the rest of the band was suing Jello because he actually owned all the rights to all of the music.
Okay.
And he was, he contested that, like, he actually wrote all the music, but, like, I might be wrong, but, like, he contested that he wrote all the music because he, like, hummed it all.
Okay.
To the guitarist. He was, like, goes, like that to them, and that's how they worked.
That's but, such like, a gray area.
But, like, as well, like, the crazy thing is about it, like, I think it ended up on like one of those kind of like Judge Judy TV shows as well, like as a joke.
Yeah.
And I think it all came down to like the Dead Kennedys were approached to do, like they wanted to use some of their music for like a car ad or something like that. And Jello Biafra was like, fuck that bullshit. And the rest of the band was like, actually, we kind of like to get paid for something. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's where it all stemmed.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's why there's a big lawsuit about it. And like the Dead Kennedys are touring now, I think, but without Jello Biafra. Mm. As the singer. And Jello Biafra's got like other things he does. He's like in this other thing called it's called Jello Biafra and the Guantanamo School of Medicine, and they've got their own songs, and then they do like Dead Kennedy songs.
Okay. Yeah. Is that the one that you saw? Like?
That's the one I saw. Yeah, Power Station.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So this next one, Moss Icon.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that.
So Moss Icon was a band that's been around, like, you know, it's been around forever. Like it's, but it was one of those bands that I kind of got into late. But Moss Icon is considered, so you know, like emo music, right? Mm-hmm. So like in like and emo music became a big thing with My Chemical Romance and that kind of stuff. But before that, like in the 80s, emo was kind of like this transition from hardcore into post-hardcore. Mm-hmm. And there was like a Thrasher article, like Thrasher Skateboard magazine, and it talked about this new music that was coming out from these hardcore bands as they were becoming more emotive. Yeah. and their singing and their subject matter. And there was like three bands that were named, and Moss Icon was one of them. But the other one was Embrace, and the other one escapes me at the moment. But I listened to all of those, but Moss Icon kind of slipped under the radar for me for a long time. And it was about like last year, maybe the year before, I started listening to this album, and this song just was my jam.
Awesome. What was the name of the song again? We'll give it a play.
It's called I'm Back Sleeping or Fucking or something.
Remember you! Well, all things good!
was Mass Icon.
Yeah.
The next one is Swing Kids.
Yeah.
How did you stumble upon this one?
Swing Kids was a friend of mine, Dan's. He introduced me to Swing Kids, and I just fell for it straight away. Like, and then when I started writing lyrics for music and stuff like that, I found myself, you know, trying to work out how you did it. And I chose this song because I like a lot of emotion and emotiveness in my music. And, you know, like, I've had people come up to me and be like, I don't know what you said, but I know you fucking meant it, you know. So with this, like, when I first started writing lyrics, I looked at this band, and what I really liked about this band is how much they said with so few words. So, like, this song here, Situation on Mars.
This is a short one.
Yeah, it's a short one, but, like, the lyrics, all the lyrics are for this song is, I seem to have lost all contact. Houston, do you read? I now can't breathe. And that's the only thing, but, like, it really tells a story in the short song. Like, you can tell that this astronaut is stuck on Mars, something's gone wrong, and they're, like, they're dying. So yeah. But to put it into such a short thing, it's like, I can't remember who said it, but like it was like someone was like, write the shortest sad story you can.
Yeah.
And the short sad story was secondhand baby shoes never worn.
Oh.
And it's just like, it's so cool, but it's like so short and succinct. So when I first started writing lyrics, I was like, I'll do this. And the other thing with this kind of music as well, like, because you're screaming and shouting, it can be kind of hard for people to break through to work out what you're actually saying. Mm. So by doing this, by the repetition, you kind of like drill it into them, and they can actually
it's
work
like easy
out
to pick up.
Yeah, and they can work out what you're talking about. Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll give it a listen, and then we'll play the last one. What's it called again?
The last song.
Oh no, this first one here.
This one is Swing Kids. Situation on Mars.
Something that you wanted to mention about the Swing Kids track.
Kind of like a funny story about this band. Like the guy, Justin Pearson, who's the singer from this band, he was in the Locusts, and he's in a band called Retox now. He wrote books and stuff like that, and he had his own record label with 31G, but he actually ended up on Jerry Springer.
How did that happen?
Well, you know, all those people on Jerry Springer are just making up the stories, right? So he was making up the story, and he had this story about like how he was in a touring band, and he'd been cheating on his girlfriend with their flatmate. And so, like, you know, the girls, like, he comes out and he's like, he's wearing his t-shirt, he's wearing his band t-shirt, he's wearing the Locust t-shirt, and like, and then like she comes out and he tells her, and she's like, big fight. And then the girl who he's been sleeping with, who's their flatmate, she comes out and there's a big fight. But then he's like, but there's also something I haven't told either of you. I've been sleeping with our other flatmate, and it's like a guy.
Oh my
and they
God.
Come out and there's like this other big fight, and then they cut to break. And then they come back from break, and Justin Pearson looks like he's been punched in the face.
Oh.
Because he was.
Yeah.
He was punched in the face by the bouncer on Jerry Springer because he spat on the floor. But I just thought it was so cool that he went on there, he wore his t-shirt and stuff. He made up the story for this free trip to Los Angeles to be on
Jerry
Springer.
And got some promo.
Yeah, and got to be on Jerry Springer.
Yeah. All right, this last one that you're going to play for us. What's this one here?
So this is a pretty new band. It's been blowing up pretty big. I don't know a whole lot about it. I just, like, I've been jamming it a lot lately. It's called Ostraka, and it's just super popular. I think they're from the States. It's just, this is kind of my vibe at the moment. It's super heavy, it's super chaotic, and like, it's you know, you're trying to work out who's playing what and what's happening, and but like it all works together at the same time.
Okay, cool. Well, we'll play it and then we'll have a little chat about your gig coming up this weekend. You got a show coming up this weekend at Whammy. It's on Friday, Saturday.
Friday in the Whammy back room.
Ah, awesome! And who are you playing with?
So the two local bands from Auckland are Long Distance Runner Us, of course, and Love Mess, another Auckland band.
The other two, where are they from?
The other two bands are from Wellington. So we've got Starving Millions and Curlington.
Yep.
And they kind of play a lot together.
Yeah.
Very fast, very fun.
Have they been in Auckland before?
I know Starving Millions. They've both been in Auckland before. I haven't seen Curlington before. I've played with Starving Millions a lot of times, and in my old band, we played with them a lot as well.
Mm. How much is it?
I say it's $10.
Oh, yeah. And what time does it start?
Because it's back room, so the doors will be at 9:30.
Okay.
First band at 10.
Awesome. And do you have any new music coming up in the works? Like, what have you been working on since releasing your EP last year?
So we've been writing some new songs. Just trying to write more and more songs so we can do another release.
Awesome. Yeah. Album or EP?
Yeah, it's always going to be an EP, man.
Yeah, go for the EP. Are you going to play anything from this upcoming release?
Yeah, we've been playing the new songs.
Okay, awesome.
So we've got about 4 new songs.
Okay, well, we're going to play an older song from you.
Yeah.
After this, from your No Value EP, we're going to play the title track.
Cool.
Thanks very much for coming up.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's been good to talk to you.
That was My Morning Mixtape on 95 BFM.